This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that?
Polls opening in just hours in one of the biggest primaries in the country. California's jungle primary happening today, with Democrats hoping to pick up seats in the state in their bid to regain the majority. But as more Democrats put their names on the ballot, could that spell disaster for the party in a state that allows the top two, regardless of party, to advance? Here now to weigh in is political analyst with Media DC, Ron Meyer. Ron, great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Heather. How's it going?
So it's going great. So this jungle primary is something that California voted on. It's what, Proposition 14? And as we just said, it allows the top two vote getters, regardless of party, to advance. And so the problem may be that Democrats have so many people running this time around that it could split the vote and Republicans could end up benefiting, right?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Democrats love this idea when they adopted it in 2009, but they may not be loving it so much tonight, because the issue is that they have so many Democrats running in these individual races, and Republicans have really solidified between one, two, or three candidates. And so if two Republicans are the two top vote getters, then no Democrats make it to November election. And so there's three races I want you to watch tonight. It's the 38th, the 48th, and the 49th district. Mm-hmm. These are the three races that really Democrats need to pick up. They're the easy pickups. But guess what? They might not even have a Democrat on the ballot, because there are two strong Republicans, and then there are in some cases more than six Democrats who have real money in these elections. And so they could basically take votes from each other and not advance. And so Republicans then would, by the way, not even have to spend any money on November in these races where they were planning on having to spend millions of dollars, meaning they can shift that money to places like Pennsylvania and in Northern Virginia.
So in the 39th district race specifically, there are 17 candidates looking to replace someone. And then if you look at the type of money that's being spent in that race alone, Democrats spending millions, three of them close to $8 million in that race alone, and Republicans, the top two, have spent less than $700,000 across the board for both parties. And these numbers, honestly, look at this. Back in 2014 and 2010, not even $1 million spent, but this time around, over $26 million spent. A lot of that is outside money coming in, Ron.
Yeah, that $26 million is a great thing for Republicans, because guess what? That's $26 million less that they'll be able to use in other competitive districts across the country. And so Democrats are basically in freakout mode because of this jungle primary system. They're trying to elevate one or two candidates in these different races to make sure that they make the ballot in November. And so this has been a great thing for the Republicans, but a great thing for Trump. And then at the same time, by the way, you look at nationally, the numbers for Republicans are improving in the generic ballot. So there's a lot of good news potentially coming tonight.
Let's talk about that nationally, because Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, they're both eyeing a 2020 run, and they're both, what, top of the list for Democrats. Is that really the best they have?
Well, in some ways, it kind of makes sense, because it's kind of the closest thing they have to Trump. These two candidates appeal to blue-collar voters. They are, I would say they're tougher on trade than most Democrats. And so they're trying to mimic Trump, and also, by the way, the age issue. And so, you know, it's funny. You might have somebody who's close to being a great-grandfather running for president again, and there's nothing wrong with that. More power to him. But I think as far as what it says about the Democratic Party, it means that they really have no bench. They have no fresh ideas. There's no Barack Obama in the waiting who are starting to step up. And so they're having to turn to people who have either been vice president or been president, and really are folks who probably wouldn't otherwise want to run for president, but they might have to, because Democrats really have no one else. If Democrats decide to run people from either coast, I think they're in trouble, because they have to win Trump voters in Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania if they want a chance. And that's why they're looking to these two, because the other candidates that they're looking at really have no shot at trying to flip those Trump voters who, by the way, are seeing incredible economic success. 270,000 new manufacturing jobs in the United States since the president was elected. So they're going to have to find someone who could basically go to those states and say, that's actually a bad thing for you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Bernie Sanders does run, if he would do a little bit better this time around if the DNC did not get involved like they did, or some say like they did last time.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Steve Cortez joins us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, lots to talk about this morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'll tell you, the news cycle is never slow in the world of Trump.
Exactly. I mean, and some of this stuff, I've insisted from day one, I think Trump just muses with people. This is just his way of controlling the headlines. Has nothing to I don't know. He has lots to do, certainly, but, you know, he definitely likes to control the headlines, doesn't he?
Right. No, yeah, absolutely. And I do think there's times when he's, you know, to some degree playing with the media, and the media falls for it. I don't necessarily know that, but obviously it's also not just play. He is great at that. I think he's great at using the media itself. He's certainly great at speaking directly to the people via Twitter. Thank goodness. Really made him president, in my opinion. But then also, it's not just about media games and messaging. It's also about real policy, and he's delivering bigly on real policy changes that are helping make America safer and more prosperous.
Well, let's get a couple things out of the way here really quick. The Eagles not coming to the White House. I guess they found out they couldn't kneel when they came to the White House, so they didn't want to come. Is that the deal?
Yeah, you know, so most of the players apparently, the majority of them said they were not going to come, so the invitation was rescinded. And I really think it's a shame because, you know, this was not a political event. It's not like he invited them to a rally or to the Republican convention. He invited them to the White House, which is not his house. It's America's house.
Right.
And invited them there to celebrate their championship season, just as most teams who win big championships go to the White House to celebrate. So for them to decline the invitation because they don't like his politics, I think is, number one, really disrespectful. It's very poor manners, and I think he's right to then pull the invitation if they're going to act that way. But number two, I think they're missing a chance. If they want to talk real policy with the president, that would have been a perfect opportunity to meet him. And if there were a group of players who have issues and suggestions, say, hey, Mr. President, can we come back and have a policy? You know, today's a celebration, but can we come back and have a policy discussion? I guarantee you the president would say, yes, please do. This is a president who's very open to hearing disparate voices. I know this personally. Within his White House, even a lot of disparate voices, a lot of debate over issues. So, you know, he's not the autocrat that the media wants us to think he is. And he would, of course, engage them if they wanted to engage on serious policy. But instead, they'd rather take their ball and go home. And I think they look like a lot of prima donnas, a lot of, frankly, you know, overpaid babies this way, unfortunately.
I think after everything's all said and done, Steve, maybe if wisdom reigns here a little bit, you know, on their behalf, they may appreciate that what he is doing for them in terms of protecting their brand is huge, bigly, as you say, because, you know, most of America is siding with what the president has been saying, is that they look at these overpaid football players as being, you know, kind of like spoiled brats here, and they don't want a disrespect of the flag and all, you know, that what this country represents for, you know, football players. To be, you know, violating that sense,
right.
You know, that sensitivity, you know.
No, I totally agree. And I think he's really trying to protect the game of football, too, which is really important to America. I mean, it's part of our DNA as a country. You know, we love this game. And I particularly love it. I played it and coached it my whole life. I played college football. I would have loved to have had the chance to be NFL. I wasn't that good.
I hear you.
But we love this game, and it's an American game. You know, the rest of the world basically doesn't play it, right? It's our game.
Right.
And so for these players who were kneeling, who were protesting, were disrespecting America most importantly, but they're also disrespecting the great game. And so I think you're right. What Donald Trump did is foremost defend patriotism and then the culture of respect for our flag and our military in America. That was the most important thing. But I think he actually was also, they don't think so, but he was also doing the NFL a favor.
Exactly.
Change of the rule, right?
Yeah.
Which I think was a good thing. So
right.
No more protesting. Also, when people try to make this often, when I'm on CNN, for instance, I'll encounter other guests who are trying to see the First Amendment issue. That is so ludicrous. They can protest all day long when they're not working, but none of us who have an employer have unfettered protest rights at work, right?
Exactly.
I can't show up at CNN every day and wear a t-shirt that says on air that says abortion is murder, right? Because I'm not allowed to make my protest part of their brand, right?
Exactly.
And because it's not relevant also, right? So if they want to talk police brutality and protest it, that's not relevant to the NFL. Do it on your own time, but don't do it on TV. And now they won't be able to this coming season, which I'm happy about. And the president, by the way, as he often does, when he picks a fight, at first you'll think, why is he picking this fight? Or, you know, should he get involved here? But boy, he sure seems to win them, right?
He's been more right than wrong. That's for sure, Steve. Steve, over the weekend, the media was going crazy over this, and this is one of those things where, you know, you wonder, you think, well, maybe Trump's playing with people here, because he throws something in the middle of the ADD oriented media and they jump all over this thing regarding a self-pardoning that he could enact. I go, he's playing with these guys. I cannot believe they're going after this deal.
No, I totally agree. I mean, look, he's not going to pardon himself. He's not going to need to, number one, which is the most important thing. But number two, I think everybody knows the president pardoned himself. It would practically be an immediate impeachment, right? And it should be, probably, right? But I think you're exactly right. That's where he uses hyperbole and says something that is true, by the way. It's not a lie. But uses hyperbole to bait the press into a frenzy. And I do think that he did it as candidate. He's doing it now as president. One of the things that he's done very skillfully is he's exposed the media for what they always were. A lot of these people who are supposedly reporters, they're not reporters, they're pundits.
Right.
Look, I'm a pundit, and so I make no pretense about that. I'm not a journalist. You know, I'm a partisan pundit on air, but I'm honest about that. And a lot of media people are not honest about it. They're not honest that they formed an opposition party, essentially. You know, most of that White House briefing room, all of them pretend to be reporters. Most of them, again, are incredibly biased, and what Trump has done very masterfully is he unmasked them. He unveiled that hypocrisy for the country to see. And I think a lot of those reporters during the election in particular, because they were so unfair to Trump and so consistently critical of him, they actually unwittingly did us a favor because they made Trump the underdog. And a lot of people rallied to him for that reason. Even if they didn't necessarily love everything about him, even if they didn't love all of his policies, his temperament, they did realize that he was being picked on. And our instinct is to help someone who's being picked on. Right,
right. Exactly.
I think it worked in his favor.
Without a doubt. Well, the jobs report came out. Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving to the Republican Party, said job schmobs, you know, who needs these low job numbers? And, you know, you were better off under the Barack Obama policies, and this is why you need me to pick up the gavel once again on behalf of we the people.
Right. Isn't she incredible? The more she talks, the better our chances get for November, I think. So, you know, I say to the Democrats, please keep her around and keep the microphone in front of her.
Without a doubt.
Let her defend MS-13. Let her criticize job growth. I mean, these are the kinds of things that show an out-of-touch San Francisco liberal elitist who just has no idea what this country's like. When she flies back and forth between Washington and San Francisco, she should have her plane touched down a few times in some regular places and meet regular hardworking people. And she would find out that, number one, they had a really tough decade, and that's the bad news economically. Very weak wage growth and the slow growth of America over the last decade, almost all of the benefits flowed to the top. 1%. But now here's the good news. That's changing rapidly. Job growth is accelerating. Wage growth is really accelerating. First quarter of 2018, highest wage growth in a decade in this country. And what I like even more than that is wages are growing and jobs are increasing for the most vulnerable people in society. So, for instance, people without a high school diploma seeing massive gains in job growth. Minorities, Hispanics and blacks, both have all-time lows.
Steve, we got to put a pause on that. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk a little bit more about MS-13. I got a soundbite for
bacon
you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out. This book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you as we come to you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez is with us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, you know, we were talking about MS-13 and this contrarian attitude, as you say, that has been developing out of this Trump derangement syndrome. It is insane, the stances liberals are willing to take just so that they're anti-Trump, huh?
Right. Yeah, it's almost as if Trump's enemy is their friend, even if it's the most vicious gang to ever operate in America.
Well,
Nancy Pelosi in particular, to me, it's just galling and utterly hypocritical that she would speak of the you know, divinity, the humanity of MS-13, of these gangsters, these murderers and thugs, and yet she doesn't see any divinity or humanity in a defenseless, unborn child in the womb. To me, that really reveals the fullness of her hypocrisy, her illogic, and really just the corruption of her political soul, really.
Well, as one of my old mentors would say, sometimes, Bill, you can be so open-minded that your brains fall out. And to your point, the Daily Caller, Stephanie Hamill and Julia Nista, took to the streets of Washington, D.C. to ask a very important question. The question was, would you rather date a Trump supporter or an MS-13 gang member? Listen to what they said.
We want to know, would you rather date a Trump supporter or
an MS-13 gang member? I'm Julia Nista.
And I'm Stephanie Hamill. We're with the Daily Caller, and we're going to go find out.
Which one would you date, an MS-13 gang member or a Trump supporter?
Gang member. Give it a gang member!
So I'm going to go MS-13.
Yeah, probably MS-13 member.
MS-13.
MS-13, all the way.
Neither. I'll stay single.
It's embarrassing that I don't know what an MS-13 gang member is. Can someone tell me what that is?
Is it yet?
I'm not going to date either of them, I don't think.
I guess a Trump supporter, because I guess at least they stand for something.
MS-13. Why? Why an MS-13?
Brad, let's go ahead and cut it from there. Steve, it goes on and on from there. I mean, without a doubt, about, I say, 80% of the people that responded, almost 90%, MS-13 gang member over a Trump supporter.
Ugh, unbelievable. I mean, you know, I laugh because it's kind of funny, but it's also not funny, obviously, right?
Yeah.
That anyone would have that much hatred for Trump and for his supporters. And by the way, we're not some small group. I mean, we're 60 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. But the idea that you would pick the gang member over him, I would like to think, by the way, that part of why they got those absurd answers is because they were in Washington, D.C. And that city is called the Swamp for good reason, because it is. It is infected with a political culture that is so awful and so rotten and so selfish. But unfortunately, I'm not totally shocked that they would get those kind of answers in Washington, as absurd as they are. I think Trump got 4% of the vote in Washington.
In D.C., so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would hope that they go ask those questions in Texas. They get very, very different answers.
Yeah, to kind of balance it off and to maybe think that we're just really not falling off the total edge here with that kind of response. But yet, hey, look, at they're Americans. They're part of the citizenry and the voter politic here, and that's pretty scary. At least there was one answer, one honest answer there, and that was the guy who said, I'm embarrassed that I don't know who MS-13 is. At least that was probably the most honest and genuine of the answers there, but the other people, very ignorant and not understanding, you know, what MS-13 is. You know, the president called them animals. He has seen, you know, photos and gets reports of the victimization, what these gang members do, you know, just in order to become members. And, you know, they don't kill you quickly. I mean, they're hacking you up with the machetes because they want you to feel the pain.
No, listen, we've never had a criminal gang like this operate in the United States, thankfully. We just never had it. I mean, this group uses ISIS-like tactics. You know, you're exactly right. Torture, and they film things, and it's all about intimidation. You know, we've always had organized crime in America, of course, but in the past, you know, they killed for a business reason, right? And not just for intimidation, whereas this gang does that, and it's why we cannot allow them to get any further foothold in this country. We will not allow them to intimidate Americans the way they terrorize people in El Salvador and Honduras and a lot of parts of Latin America. So I'm really proud of the president for stepping up on this issue. You know, there was a big ICE sweep of the most dangerous MS-13 gang members. It was called Operation Raging Bull. If anybody, any of your listeners want to Google it, there's a lot of information on the ICE website. They arrested 204 people in the United States, gangsters. 198 of them were here without permission. I mean, think of that. You know, only six of them were allowed to be here in the first place, and the other 90-something percent, right, weren't allowed to be here, were able to get in the United States and sneak in because of our awful border security in the past that we need to fix now, and then terrorize Americans. And by the way, who did they terrorize the most? Hispanics.
Hispanics, right, exactly.
Right. So that's the point I always try to make. The media always wants, when the president talks tough about transnational gangs, they try to say that that's a dog whistle, you know, that it somehow is appealing to anti-Latino sentiment. The exact opposite is true, Bill. The victims
are
Hispanic Americans who suffer from these monsters and these animals, and they are animals. The only thing, problem I have with calling them animals is I think it's a little bit unfair to animals because they kill for good reason, not for no reason. They kill for protection and food, not for terror.
Right.
So.
Steve, you know, to your point on all this is you get all the, you know, the progressives that are so concerned about Hispanics. And it's like, well, you're not doing anything at the border to protect them. You're just letting everybody come in. I mean, this is like playing Russian roulette. You know, they talk about, well, it's such a small number of people who are here illegally. Well, all it takes is one, you know, you know, just because it's not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, millions, you know, what are we talking here, you know, but still thousands that are tormenting communities and particularly Hispanics. I mean, they're the ones that are coming in here and they're grabbing, you know, our daughters and putting them into slave camps that are just absolutely disgusting. I mean, I was reading a recent report on that, Steve, where you get these young girls that are put onto these camps and by noon they've had 20 encounters. By 12 noon out of these camps, and then they give them a little bit of a break, and then they come back and do it again in the evening.
Yeah, you know, a lawless border is so bad for everyone. It's not just bad for the United States. It's bad for Mexico. It's bad for Latin Americans. People are smuggled and abused, and you're exactly right, a lot of sexual abuse, a lot of abuse of children, young girls, you know, turned into sex slaves, effectively. It's awful. A lawless border is bad for everyone. And the liberal idea that it somehow is humane to allow an open border, the exact opposite, again, is true. Most of the time, whatever they say, the opposite is true.
Exactly.
But particularly in this case, and you're so right, too, Hispanic Americans are a treasure to this country. Cracking down on illegal immigration is not is protecting all Americans, including Hispanic Americans, and perhaps most of all, Bill, people who immigrated the right way, people like my father who did it legally. It's a tough, long process, sometimes expensive. It's totally unfair and unjust to them to say that others can cheat the system and hop the line.
Yeah. Well, I think we know that at an early age, Steve, instinctively, we don't like things that are unfair, right? I mean, you talk to a little kid, somebody cuts in a line in kindergarten, that's not fair. Well, that's life, you know, because we know instinctively that is not fair. It's not right. But yet, you know, the liberals with sanctuary cities and the costs that they're putting upon their citizens, you know, and the insanity that's taken place in California. I mean, I read about what's going on. I was born and raised in California, Steve, and it just I just shake my head anymore. I just cannot believe how untethered they've become.
Yeah, you know, you're right, unfortunately. It really is a shame. I was just out there, as a matter of fact, this week, and my daughter goes to school there. And there are so many amazing things about California, right? But I really think in many ways it's becoming paradise lost.
Yes.
The greatest place in the world topographically, right? I mean, just absolute beauty, resources, sun, everything. And yet, blue state policies, I think in many ways, are ruining. They're ruining paradise. Out there. One thing I noticed, for instance, were the tent cities everywhere along roads and highways. These blue policies are not working in California.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Steve, one final question. We've got the North Korean summit coming. What's your prospect?
You know, I don't know. I give the president great credit, though, for what he's done already, which is, you know, Kim Jong-un has stopped lobbing missiles into the Pacific. He returned our hostages. He's being very conciliatory towards South Korea. So there's already good news. Let's hope and pray that there can be great news, that he can convince him. If anyone can do it, I think it's Trump. Convince him that this is in your best interest to denuclearize and rejoin, you know, the community of civilization.
Exactly, and unite the Korean Peninsula. Would that be awesome? CNN political commentator Steve Cortez. Thank you, Steve.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air.
Live.
Hey, it's Way Like It's Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern. Welcome back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. People are talking about the Supreme Court decision siding with a Colorado baker who refused to make a custom cake for a same-sex wedding in a 7-2 decision written by Justice Anthony Kennedy. The court said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the free exercise clause of the Constitution when it ruled Jack Phillips had broken the state's public accommodations law in refusing to make a couple a custom cake, even though he morally and religiously opposes same-sex marriage. Here to talk about it is Mario Diaz. He's the general counsel at Concerned Women for America, who wrote the amicus brief for CWA. And you say SCOTUS got this one right, huh, Mario?
They got it absolutely right, even though it is a bit narrower than we would have liked. But the court was clear that religious and philosophical objections to gay marriage are protected views and in some instances protected forms of expressions that should be guarded by the Supreme Court. It was not really a difficult case once you took a look at all the instances, the facts in the case that led the court to see the hostile way in which Colorado discriminated against Jack Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say it's a narrow view, help our audience understand, because they're starting to hear that this is narrow in as much as that the ruling seemed to be focused more on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission and not on the particular issue of freedom of religion here. So help our audience understand what this decision means and what it doesn't mean.
Yes, I want to be clear that narrow doesn't mean how overwhelming, really, the decision, because it was 7-2, and even the dissenters say they agree with a lot of what the court had to say. So the decision itself is overwhelming for religious liberty, but it is as the court should do traditionally, which is the court should judge and adjudicate between two parties. And that's basically all they did in this case. And that's why we say narrowing just in legal terms. So it's not saying if a baker in another context does something, it will rule this way in every case. It's just saying in this instance,
right,
the facts of the commission saying that that religious abuse were being used to discriminate and comparing Jack Phillips to Nazis and racists, all those things are unacceptable. And I want to stress out now that this is big. This is really important for us because this view is taken as a given by many of the liberal legal scholars and many of the politicians that we deal with. They take it for as a fact that we are just using rhetorical devices in order to discriminate, because that's what we really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the court makes it clear here that it's not going to entertain that view, that it's going to respect religious liberty. And this is a big win for us.
Well, it's really a slap on the forehead of liberals who've been reckless with their speech. And as you say, what was being declared by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, and there was a commissioner in particular who is no longer on the commission, was a sentiment, a growing sentiment across this country. And I think it's one that Charles Krautheimer had referred to years ago in talking about the two sides, the differential, the dynamic tension between the two, that liberals perceive conservatives as being evil, where, and the other side is that conservatives perceive liberals as just being wrong on a topic. But when you see somebody as evil, then you just think that everything that they do is like what was presented by the civil rights commissioner. And this is what threw the case out. But as you say, the narrowness of the decision not only could mean another baker, but even Jack Phillips himself. I mean, he's now said, hey, look, I lost 40% of my business over the last 5 years because I stopped doing wedding cakes altogether. I just said, okay, I'm going to get out of it until this case. Can you imagine, Mario, your life being put on pause, 50% of your life being put on pause, for 5 years?
Yeah, no, it is tragic what has happened to him, and I'm glad at least this part is over.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, another case may arise, but as of this case, some people were a little confused about that, saying that maybe the court left the door open for they to appeal this decision, but that cannot happen. This case is over. The court has set aside this decision so that it didn't remand it for further consideration. So
exactly,
he's done with this, and he has won completely.
Yeah.
Now, something else might happen, and it might be another case.
It could be against him. It could be against him, yeah, Mario.
It could be against, yeah, it could be against him. And this is the bigger picture, right? This is why this decision is so important for us, because the fight is not over, and we know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed the court to come in very straightforward and say some things that are very basic for us, but that we were really losing. For example, one of the things that the court makes absolutely clear here is that on the one end, no clergy could ever be forced to or compelled by force of law to officiate a same-sex wedding. That sounds plain and simple for us, but this was not a given in the environment that we're dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
If your listeners are not aware, we're dealing with a bill in California where they're forcing even somebody who writes a book, if they want to say that somebody's able to change, they will be forced out. If even for clergy, they cannot
right.
Write a book on that. So this is where we are dealing with. This is what we are dealing with. Mm-hmm. And for the court to come out straightforward and say, we're not going to tolerate this, the Constitution is clear. And then from this, we can take some elements and some principles that we can argue to the court. For example, if you establish that so clearly that religious liberty is protected for a clergy in that instance, then why not for somebody else in another context, right? The
exactly.
Constitution doesn't protect religious liberty for clergy. Mm-hmm. It is for all citizens.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, and so this is something that will be used now by attorneys and others in further cases where we will continue to fight this, and we know this, we are encouraged by what we saw here. We know that the four liberal justices are not with us, but we know that Justice Kennedy is not willing to go there. And so, yeah, it is important for us.
Well, it was time to have some pushback here, and we appreciate the efforts, Mario, of Concerned Women for America, getting into the fight and writing an amicus brief on this particular case. And this is something that, needs to be, we need to continue that good fight. And as you mentioned in California, I mean, they're down the slippery road that is could virtually outlaw the Bible. You're saying the Bible cannot be considered here, and I don't know if you read some of the preamble to that bill, but it's pretty dangerous. I mean, the anecdotal information they put into it was so prejudiced. I mean, you would think it was an argument for climate, for climate warming, because it was so one-sided.
Yeah, that is where we are as a nation, and so we need to establish some clear basic principles. That, you know, if we're going to be tolerant, right, it goes both ways. You have to protect what is expressly guaranteed in the Constitution, which is the right to religious liberty and the right to live by those principles, right, by that faith.
Exactly.
Express our faith.
Well, this is
just...
Mm-hmm. It's what makes us the United States, because you can't do something, you can't give somebody a right at the expense of somebody, of someone else's. And this is the level playing field that our founding fathers saw for us, and this is what we need to fight for. Mario Diaz, General Counsel at Concerned Women for America. Mario, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Great being with you.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Don't mind me. There's just so much going on right now. I'll tell you, I was commenting to Steve Cortez earlier. I think we could do at least a 5-6 hour a day show with all the news out there. You can't possibly get to it all, whether, you know, we're talking Stanley Cup or NBA and or, you know, the Eagles not going to the White House. Bill Clinton talking about Monica Lewinsky. He says, well, I apologize to her in public, but I didn't talk to her directly. This is the world we live in. And, you know, I really, to be honest with you, I don't know how people can hold on to any kind of meaning without any kind of spiritual consideration and connection. If you don't know God, you know, it's just that it's just kind of reckless. You know, what are you anchored in? That's the crazy part. But hey, look at meanwhile, while you're pondering that, we have Samantha Mao with us. Of course, she's famous for Sam's Corner on Bill Martinez Live. You can go to the website there and get caught up on all these viral videos, because you know, even in the time that we spend every week, we can't possibly get to all of the viral videos. So they're there, and bring you know, a little tissue box with you, because some of these will really grab a hold of your heart. Some are fun. I mean, it kind of helps you reconnect. Samantha, I got to bring you on here right now. Sam, it helps us connect with our humanity and realize that even in the midst of all this wackiness, especially in the political genre, there are reasonable people. There are loving people out there who care for others, and they're givers, aren't they?
They are, and I think that when people have something special done for them, especially when they're in a moment of need and, you know, they're kind of desperate for help, and somebody just steps in without any expectation and helps them out, I think that it really changes their heart and makes them want to pass it on. And, you know, I love stories like these, because it kind of reminds you of how, and you know, it'll be all different kinds of people that come in as strangers to you, and they'll just mm-hmm. come into your life and do something kind, and their ripple effect in the world is certainly profound too. And I think it kind of helps you forget about all these other things going on and remind you of the good people out there, because there are, and you want to help them too.
Yeah, and as you say, they come in all shapes and forms and ages. The first two stories are about some young people. I mean, how does a six-year-old girl get it in her heart to raise money and buy dolls for sick kids in a hospital? How does that happen?
So this is the mother. So Brindley Williams is 6 years old, and she's had kidney issues her whole life. And in July of 2017, she actually ended up going to the hospital, St. Francis Children's Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because she was having kidney issues, and she was hospitalized for a few days, and she got an American Girl doll, and it just really lifted her spirits, and she realized how special it was.
Mm.
And she decided she wanted to raise money so she could do that for other little girls that were going to the hospital. And, you know, so she just got it in her heart that she's going to raise this money, and she wanted to specifically buy 15 American Girl dolls.
Mm.
And first she raised about $400 through a lemonade stand. And then she worked a little bit at a restaurant owned by a family friend of 6-year-olds working to raise money for these other little girls to have an American Girl doll.
Oh,
and she,
cool.
When the community members heard about what she did, she ended up raising about $1,500 more in tips. So she was able to purchase her dolls and plans to deliver them later this month.
How cool is that? That is so awesome. And now, in this next story, you got a young boy. He's in the car, and he notices an elderly woman needs help going up the stairs. And he's, Mom, stop! Stop the car, right?
That's right. So Maurice Adams Jr., if you could see this video, I really suggest people take a moment to watch it, because I can explain it to you, but to see this little boy's gentleness with this older lady. She's got a walker, you know, with the, like, wheels in the front and little tennis balls in the back, and she's trying to go up these cement steps. And little boy didn't know he was being recorded. He was actually recorded by, he was filmed by a man named Riley Duncan, and he saw the boy stop in traffic. So this little boy tells, he's riding with his mom and his sister, and he says, stop the car. I'm going to go help this lady. He gets out, and he holds up traffic. And you see him walking this older lady up the steps and making sure he's just ever so gentle, you know, taking her up. He has his arm wrapped around her, taking up one step at a time. And his mom didn't know he was being filmed. Nobody knew he was being filmed except the guy doing it. Mm. And now it's taken off and gone viral. People are like, this is just reminding me, like, you know, my faith in humanity. I mean, for this boy to be 8 years old and just to be riding by and stop the car and run over to do it. He didn't do it for attention. He didn't do it to impress anybody. He just did it to help this lady who, you know, definitely needed, you know, could use a little help getting up these cement stairs. That had to be a dangerous thing for her to be doing. And you could just see the love pouring out of this lady's eyes. They don't know who it is. They don't know who the woman is. It was just a sweet interaction with a young boy and an older woman. And it'll touch her heart.
Yeah, such as a random act of kindness that we can do every day. Doesn't take a whole lot of time. Just take some consideration of our fellow human journeying through life, you know, as we're journeying it, you know, together. Here we are, you know, a week or so removed, removed from Memorial Day, and which always touches my heart. I just am, you know, overwhelmed, actually, when I consider all the veterans who paid the ultimate price, the families that have paid the price. It is a time for us to remember what America is all about. And and I love this this one story about a World War II veteran. We're losing, we're down to, you know, a percentage of World War II vets that are left. They are such a treasure to our country. And in this particular story, this 99-year-old World War II veteran was invited to sing God Bless America at a minor league baseball game, right?
That's right. So last Tuesday, Raymond T. Moore, he's served as a radio operator with the Army's 29th Infantry Division and landed on Omaha Beach the day after D-Day. He actually did a performance for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs crowd, and he just, you know, this 99-year-old war vet, you know, he's got his military hat on, and he's singing, and it's just, I think it just kind of reminds you, especially of all these people, all the service members that sacrificed their lives and people who what they went through during World War II, and you know, for him to still be around and able to sing and
it's a miracle, Sam. What people don't realize, a field radio operator in a landing operation, you know, their life expectancy is measured in seconds because they represent communication. And what does the enemy want to take out right away? The first thing, communication.
That's right, communication.
So, And here you are running up and down the beaches or wherever you're moving along, and you got this antenna like a big target sitting out there like, hey, shoot me, here I am, you know. The fact that he survived it is a miracle in and of himself. But what a blessing for him to sing. And this is a video you have to see. This will really tug at your heart.
That's right. And, you know, I think people have kind of lost some of their not everybody, but there's like an overall, like it seems like people maybe don't have the love for their country like they used to, and like the pride in being an American, and you know, what a great country this is, how many different kinds of people have come together and made it so we could have a free country, and not just a free country. Hopefully the world will be a better place because of, you know, what these, what the military does when they sacrifice their lives or their, you know, if they don't get killed, what they go through when they're over there. And you have this guy who, you know, has probably seen worse things than most of us can imagine, and he's still got this love for his country at 99 years old and getting up there and singing, and I just love it.
And you suggest an excellent point here, Sam. It's every color and creed that has defended our Constitution, that has fought for our freedoms. So don't think it's just a bunch of white crackers or non-crackers out there, you know, doing this stuff. This is the United States of America, and they've all contributed. I want you to share this next one. As the groom with cerebral palsy breaks down into tears at his wedding, feared held they never date due to this disorder, right?
So Justin Vosvier was actually born with cerebral palsy, like you said, and he had done online dating, and he felt like because of his disability, he spent a lot of time in a wheelchair, and he just thought, there's no way that anybody's ever going to marry me. He just had kind of given up hope. But Sabrina Raposo actually reached out to him, and they've been dating for many years, and they just got married. But she reached out to him on this dating app, and she said, you have beautiful eyes. Would you like to talk? And they end up talking and falling in love. And I just love the story. You know, they got to go in Good Morning America and talk. And whenever he saw her coming down the aisle, this is what the story kind of took off. He saw Sabrina coming down the aisle, and he just started sobbing. He's sitting there in his wheelchair, and he just saw her, and she looked so beautiful. And he just burst into tears. He's like, I was just overwhelmed. I just couldn't believe this was happening to me, that I get to marry her. And, you know, after thinking that he would be alone. And, I mean, he's obviously, like, a wonderful man, and they're going to be happy together. And I'm so excited for them to start their life together. Nothing touches me more than, like, the groom crying as the bride comes walking down the aisle. I love it.
Well, it is overwhelming. I mean, there's nothing like that moment when you see your bride coming down the aisle, and at that moment in time, I would say 100% of all men feel like they're the luckiest man in the world, you know, to see what God has blessed them with. And what a joy, and what a joy for this groom, too, who thought it would never happen to him because of cerebral palsy. The impossible becomes possible, thank God. All at Sam's Corner, Bill Martinez Live.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly?